question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, Mary and I are back for our B-Block segment. Thanks for being part of our World Travel get-together today. And before we welcome back show friend Carolyn Spencer Brown, a brief word about one of our loyal show sponsors, Ama Waterways River Cruises.
Yes, we were just discussing this last segment, and we're going to mention it again. Robert and I invite you to come travel with us in France this summer. Together, we're going to enjoy a very special 7-day trip through Bordeaux in France. We've worked with the team at Ama Waterways to use the power of our program to create an outstanding offer that's going to give a lot of savings, plus a number of special extras just for us. And I think it's going to be a really memorable vacation, and we're going to have a great time.
Oh, it certainly is going to be, no question about it. Because, folks, listen, Bordeaux, it's a great French city that has it all, from its elegance to being the wine capital of the world. There are top-notch restaurants and shops, world-famous art museums, a beautiful countryside, and so many nearby quaint towns that we'll be visiting. Space on this special trip with us that we're hosting in recognition of our 25th wedding anniversary, it is limited. So if you're interested in going with us, you need to be booking your travels now. Just go to amawaterways.com, choose the Taste of Bordeaux tour departing on July 30th, and you'll need to use our special promo code of CARRY, that's our last name, C-A-R-E-Y, to receive our exclusive offers and all the savings and extras that you're going to get. There's also a link on the homepage of our website at rmworldtravel.com.
All right. Well, it's January, and that means it's wave season in cruising, everyone. And who better to talk ocean cruising, river cruising, actually
all
any type of cruising,
exactly,
than one of the top experts out there and someone we are happy to consider a show friend, Carolyn Spencer Brown.
Carolyn, Happy New Year. It's great to reconnect with you. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be with you. And if it's okay, I'd love to just say one little thing about Bordeaux, and if you have cruised before or you haven't cruised before, this is a really unique place. Yes, it's all about the wine, but if you're not all about the wine, there's so many other things you can do. But the best thing you can do is to, especially with Ama Waterways, because they have bikes on board, is actually the countryside. And Robert, you mentioned this. Countryside is so beautiful. And you just get on the bike, and you have a guide, and you go to a couple wineries, and you go to a great small village, and you go through the scenery, and you're getting exercise, and you're smelling this great air, and it's just an incredible experience.
So, Carolyn, I guess so now we've already got one person coming along with us on this, right?
Yeah,
so that's great.
I've only been twice, you know, so you can always learn a third time.
A third
time's
a charm,
time,
no question.
A third time.
We are looking forward, and you're right, the bikes, we're looking forward to doing that, and we'll be able to do that with so many people. But, you know, I know you've shared with us off air the move that you were preparing to make. And as 2020 kicked off, I saw the news that you ventured out, which we congratulate you on for sure. And now you're the chief content officer at Cruise Media. So tell us about the move and what you're going to be doing moving forward now.
So I am so grateful to CruisePredict.com for being home to me for 16 and a half years. And the last couple of years, I was engaged in help building up a business where we worked with cruise lines as partners and destinations as partners, to tell stories about places, not to sell, but to really try to make places come alive. And that's what I'm going to be doing even more of. And I think it's just an amazing opportunity to really get in there and learn about what the cruise lines are doing from the cruise line perspective, and then apply my journalistic style to the stories that we create. And so it's going to be all over the place. And everything from Alaska for Holland America and Princess to Silver Sea's new SALT program, which is sea and land tours. It's incredible, off-the-beaten-track kind of food tours. So it's a whole lot of different kinds of projects, and I'm really excited to be, you know, starting out fresh in 2020. That's amazing.
It certainly is. And
so it's great.
It's the year, as I joke with everybody, that we can see clearly now in 2020, I guess. But for what I was going to say to you, Alaska, we got an email, I think over the holidays sometime, I saw from somebody asking, is Alaska this time of year a great time to go cruise? What do you think on that?
Well, it's a great time to book your cruise. You would be hard-pressed to find anyone but the Alaska Ferry operator to actually go to Alaska this time of the year. But, you know, I think the Northern Lights are really huge there, and it would be an exciting trip. As a non-cruise vacation, I think it would be really cool to go to Alaska in the middle of winter. I think it would be beautiful, just the way people go to the Finnish Lapland.
Exactly. Yeah, good
point.
In
the middle of winter.
Yeah.
I just got back from Helsinki for 2 weeks in central and southern Finland, and let's just say the only time I got sun was when I got on the airplane to leave.
So you're ready for a sunny cruise.
I'm really happy to be back in the land of sunshine. Yeah.
So, Carolyn,
it was really a great experience.
So, first of all, congrats on your new adventures and or your new ventures. We're looking forward to seeing what comes out of all of that. So, I want to go back to wave season, which I mentioned earlier, because I do think that that is a fabulous time to book. It kicks off in January. It runs through the end of March. Tell our listeners what wave season is and why it's good to start looking at cruise bookings.
Yeah, so wave season's been around for, I don't know, about 20 years, if not longer. And what it is the whole cruise industry comes together and says, okay, from January through March, we're going to throw so many great value deals out there that people are going to want to cruise even more. It's actually spread to December now, so it's actually a four-month-long thing. And basically, it's not the time when you get the cheapest possible deal. But I'm not a big fan of cheap, cheap, cheap deals anyway, because I feel like they always become more expensive than you thought.
Well, when you get on the nickel and dime, that's
very
right.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, please, yeah, and the airfare and the tips and the this and that. So but what Wave is good for this time of year is when the cruise lines get really creative and they come up with these incredible packages, which if you do the math, you save a ton of money. So it's about getting what you want, getting that great balcony cabin, but getting two for one or getting free air.
Yeah, the different options that they offer. And by the way, I would suggest that everybody, if they want to enjoy wave season right now, there's a river cruise happening on July 30th with us.
In Bordeaux.
Yes, exactly.
Take a look.
Get on that.
Actually, that might be a better deal than what you find for wave season.
Oh, we're going to have fun with this the next couple of weeks, Carolyn, for sure. But, you know, when you look at the cruising industry overall, it certainly continues to gain in popularity with travelers. And it could be ocean cruising, river cruising, as Mary said when she was introducing you, any type of cruising, frankly. Major dollars are clearly being invested into all these new ships and the upgrades. We just had Rudy on the Ama Magna over Christmas with his granddaughters, and he had a great time on the Danube with that. You know, on the ocean side, we're aligned with the eight brands of Carnival Corporation, but whether it's any of their popular brands or, frankly, any other operator out there, is there something that you're expecting or looking for in 2020 from ocean cruising specifically?
So from ocean cruising, I think everybody wants to know what are the hot new ships and what should we be really excited about in 2020? And I love new ships just like anybody else. I think they're a lot of fun, especially when they're prototypes and they're really, really fresh. But the thing about cruising is if you focus just on the ship and you don't focus on the shore programs or on the culinary arts or on the service on board or meeting people who share a lot in common with your travel style, you're missing what's really, I think, special about cruise, and that's not limited to ocean, to be honest.
No, not limited
to the ship, and that's such a good point, because I think that's been a huge area of growth for both ocean and river cruising, is what you can do on these port expeditions. It's so much more than just shopping in the port these days.
Yeah, I have a friend, and she and her husband are traveling now in Australia on Holland America, mm-hmm. and he got bad flu, and he had to get off and go to a hospital for a couple of days, and they didn't know if they were going to make it back or not. Their cruise was a longer one. And they did. He got better, and they got back there, and the warm welcome they got from fellow passengers, from the crew members, from the maitre d' of their favorite restaurant, I mean, she was telling this story to me, and I thought, that to me is what I love about cruise. It's what about cruise that keeps me going. It's the people you meet along the way. And I think that that's the story we need to do a better job telling moving forward into.
Well, I think when you look at cruising in general, you know, it is something for everybody because, number one, it covers multiple generations that are out there. But if you enjoy, let's say the casinos are your thing, okay, fine. And I don't want to lead off with that necessarily because people associate that, but you'll have that. If it's great wines, you're going to have that. If it's terrific restaurants or maybe restaurants that have really popular chefs attached to them, fine. But when you look at the various excursions that are available to you, you know, the onboard exercising, whether you want the spa, whether you're just going to sit at the pool, you really get it all, and you're going to get that in, you know, I guess a 3 or 4 day package, a 7 or 8 day package, you know, a month's package if you want with some of the options. I know we've got world cruises going on. The industry is itself, it just caters to every type of traveler.
That's the plus, and that's the challenge, and that's where it's really important to work with, I think, especially if you haven't cruised 30 times like I have, or 300.
Yeah.
But you need to kind of do your homework, have some fun, figure out what cruise lines attract you and appeal to you, and then go to a great travel agent who knows cruise and say, okay, here are my three options. Which one's right for me? Because they're all right for you at different times or different types of travel. You know, a trip that you take with your grandkids is a different trip than you take on your honeymoon. And so there are different ships and different experiences for any kind of trip you can imagine, including a 25th anniversary trip.
Well, that's true. And for us, we chose River Cruise for that. So, and Carolyn, you'll be the third person, so people can come along with all of us. Right now, real quick, we only got 20 seconds, so it's going to be a yes or no almost. Do you expect to travel more in 2020, Carolyn, or less?
More with better quality.
More with better quality.
Good answer.
I like that very much. All right. Well, Carolyn, always nice to catch up with you. Thank you very much, as always. And I'm sure we're going to be talking to you again sometime soon. So good luck with a new position and keep us updated on all your adventures, okay?
I will do. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Carolyn. Take care.
All right. Carolyn Spencer-Brown, there she goes. Good luck to her. I think she's great. We love having her on the show. We're going to do that some more. Right now, it is time for us to pause for a few commercial messages from our sponsors, but do stick around as RM World Travel is coming right back, and Mary and I are back in a quick 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.